Everybody, it's Amanda.
I'm Ashley.
This is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling, the Amanda Has No Voice edition. It's been a fucking year.
No, it actually hasn't been that long.
It hasn't? Everybody's just dramatic.
Yeah, it's been less than a year.
Okay, sick. It's been a minute. It's been a minute.
Let me check. Hang on.
I cannot even recall the last time we recorded an episode.
It's been since September of last year. It's been 7 months.
Okay, so like we took a fucking half a year off to grow and regain ourselves.
And fall back in love with wrestling.
And fall back in love with wrestling. This one's also a special one. I'm glad we came back on this one.
And deep apologies for Amanda having zero voice.
I literally was so excited, though, that I didn't want to wait.
For sure, me either.
Because I didn't want to just be like, nah, it's fine. We don't have to record an episode. So, Ashley came to me in the month of March.
No, it was before that.
So, like, February.
Yeah, it was, like, when it was announced.
Got it. Never Ashley was. Came to me in February, we'll say. With a proposition of going to Portland, Oregon for wrestling. If you do not know me, I will tell you this. I will fucking travel anywhere. I don't even need a reason. But if you have a reason, such as hockey or wrestling, 100%, I'm in.
For sure.
I don't even think I asked you any questions. I think I was just like, yeah, let's go.
Yeah, I don't, I think I told you it was prestige. And we knew of one match.
One match.
And that's all it took.
Was it the match?
It was the match.
Do you want to tell them what the match was or should I?
I'll do it.
Okay. The match that hard sold the trip to Portland. Let's hear it.
Zack Sabre Jr. versus Daniel Maccabi. So if you know anything about our podcast, if you have been listening, the thing that kicked off this fucking whole ass ordeal.
The whole thing.
Was Amanda coming over to my house on or around my birthday.
Around your birthday.
For Southern Underground Pro's Swing of the Axe or something. And it was Daniel Maccabi versus Lee Moriarty.
Yes.
And it was indie wrestling. It was Amanda's first like little dip in her toe in the indies.
Yeah.
And that was what it was. If you also have been a longtime listener of our podcast, you know my frustration with the fact that no one in Southern California books Daniel Maccabi. Then he announced he's retiring.
Yes.
So my ass was like, this is my chance.
We gotta do this.
First and last time, baby.
First and last time, we're fucking going. Are you ready? Because we're going.
Yeah. And of course, it was like versus Zack Sabre Jr. Why the fuck not?
Why wouldn't we go? And it's prestige at the Roseland Theater. Like,
yeah.
The home.
Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah, we have to at least, you know, go there once.
The stars aligned.
We fucking made it happen.
We went.
And that was wrestling this past weekend.
Yeah, we literally just got home on Monday.
It is Wednesday. We're fucking shredding.
We are so stoked. Okay, so furthermore into the backstory, like I am stoked that this is the comeback episode because, side note, Ashley wrote me a note on how to pronounce Daniel Maccabi's name. Because I will fuck it up.
Maccabi.
I still fucked it up. You wrote me a note and I still fucked it up. Daniel, I'm sorry.
At this point, it's just a random
I'm a
joke.
Fucking failure and a half. But I have to say, like, I'm loving that this is the comeback episode because he was in a match that kicked it all off anyways.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Phenomenal. So happy we got to meet and be there. Also, do we want to, like... I'm going to talk about Roseland first. Pretty cool venue.
Yeah.
I was down. There's a lot of fucking stairs.
So many stairs.
There's like it's like a 4-level fucking spot.
Yeah.
Insane bananas. You can only drink alcohol which doesn't pertain to either of us. Yeah. But you can only drink alcohol on the top level.
Which is like, I love that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for keeping it out of the crowd immediately next to the ring. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a reason. Don't throw shit at wrestlers.
Yeah, for sure.
I
mean, they still did.
They still did. Also, doors were at 6.
Yeah.
Show was at 6. Doors were at 5. Show was at 6.
Show was at 6:30. Didn't start until 7:15. But I found out the reason for that.
Oh, okay.
It was because so many people were stopping to get food at the, like, because apparently, like, they do have bomb-ass food, which, like, we kept smelling it. It smelled amazing.
We did smell food, yes.
But they weren't ready because there was too many people not in their seats. So.
You motherfuckers not being in your seats. What's wrong with you?
Yeah. So it was my first time in Portland. Amanda's been there a few times.
I have.
I kind of fell in love with it. Which the funny thing was is like literally everyone told me I would.
Yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, this is Ashley's whole vibe. And for the most part it was. Like, I fucking love trees.
Portland is giving an Ashley for sure.
And it's slightly rainy and just like kind of beautiful. You know what the thing I don't fuck with is?
Bugs.
Bridges.
Oh, I'm all that one bug in our Airbnb that terrified me.
I don't fuck with driving over bridges. And let me tell you, I drove over at least 3.
You didn't let me drive even once.
I know. I have control issues, okay?
Baby, if you want me to be a passenger princess,
I'm working on it.
You're fine. I'll stay sitting in the goddamn passenger seat. I don't care.
I'm working on it. It's a control thing. Anyway, because if I die, I want to be the one that did it. Like, I'm not putting that in anybody else's hands. That's all me.
I literally just took a sip of water when you said that shit. God damn you. All right, well, I will never be the reason that you die because you have control issues.
Thank you.
Stoked to hear that. So overall, Roseland Theater, fantastic.
Yeah.
Super stoked on that venue. It was rad. I bet seeing like live shows, not wrestling, but like music shows there would be fantastic.
Oh,
also.
Hell yeah.
We love Prestige.
Yeah. For
We're
sure.
Big supporter of them. Before we start reviewing the matches and everything, I fucking loved getting to meet our podcast homie Allie.
Oh yeah. So we got into Portland like the day before. It was a quick turnaround trip. We literally flew in Saturday. The show was Sunday. We left Monday morning or Monday afternoon.
Yeah.
But like we've done a few episodes with Allie.
We did some silly shit with Allie.
And it's like it's the fucking best. Like, and if we can like figure out how to link stuff, we will to those past episodes. But it's one thing to like have your internet friends, but it's a whole other thing to meet them in real life.
This is true.
And like exceeded expectations. I fucking love Allie.
It was so good. It was so good. I'm stoked. I'm glad that we were able to make that happen.
Yeah.
And we did like we did a lot of hanging out with our internet friends.
Yeah. And just like the sweetest baby ever. Anyway, she has a million different things you can check out. We'll link them all. But just so and so fucking we went to her stand-up comedy show.
Yes.
So fucking funny.
So funny.
Just kills me every time. But yeah, so shout out to Allie. We love you. It was so nice to actually meet you.
It was. And we got breakfast.
Yeah.
Also, I love Portland because I got some of the weirdest compliments I've ever received.
That man said you look like a whole bag of money. Was that what he said?
That's what he said. He said, girl, you look like a whole bag of money. And I was 100% down. Totally down. And then the not even our waiter.
No, just a man.
Just a man. I mean, he worked at the restaurant we went to for breakfast. It's not like he was some random man. But like, he was running around. He was seriously one of the most ridiculous characters ever at the Nighthawk in Portland.
Yeah, so if you go, you will, I hope to God, if you are in Portland and you go to the Nighthawk, just, you'll find this man. He was wearing a leather vest. And
he was phenomenal. He was such an energy. Yeah. I loved it.
It's a whole
but
ass
he
vibe.
Told me that he loved me and he was going to run my bathwater.
Yeah, y'all had something special.
We really did. He also I told him he dropped something, and then he was like, "You did that on purpose." And I was like, "Yeah, I wanted to see you pick it up." And then he called me a bitch or something. Like, it was phenomenal. I was for it.
Yeah.
For it.
Yeah, he was a whole ass vibe. But that's our trip to Portland.
Totally. So this was my first time legitimately traveling for wrestling. This was your second time legit traveling for wrestling.
Yeah.
This is our first time traveling together for wrestling.
For sure.
Honestly, I don't think I have a better travel partner
Stop.
because we know each other.
Well, that's true. Like, I know when you need a break, you know when I need a break.
Yeah. And you let
Like,
me nap for straight up 2 hours and did not say shit to me.
yeah. Well, and then also it was like you could tell that like when we got into like downtown Portland
Oh,
proper
Jesus.
and like it started just being one ways, my anxiety fucking shoots through the roof. And then also I was really hungry. So Amanda's like, let's get food in us and then we'll go walk around. And so sizzle pie, which we ended up eating twice.
Only because, like, in that moment, all the one-way streets, it's downtown Portland. We've never been there. I've been there, but not, I don't have any spatial map for it. We
Yeah.
were like, we want something familiar.
Give me fucking
Sizzle pie with that goddamn vegan ranch.
best hands down best vegan ranch I've ever had in my life. Yeah, we didn't want anything else. Like, we had some bomb ass like biscuit place the next day, but still, I was like, could eat sizzle pie.
Today it's sizzle pie for lunch. So yeah. So we get in the show. We gotta talk about the show. We gotta talk
For
about the
sure.
show.
For sure.
There was a lot of streamers being thrown.
Yeah, so I've never got to experience streamers, which I always have wanted to.
Yeah.
But in addition to streamers, toilet paper. Just rolls and rolls of toilet paper being thrown at heels and thrown around. And then almost took me out because
Oh yeah, dude.
motherfuckers in Midnight Heat decided to chuck them as hard as they could up in the balcony, even though we were not the ones throwing the goddamn toilet paper.
Do we look like we would throw toilet paper?
I'm a sweet tiny little baby angel. I have a flower dress on and a fucking green cardigan that has little mushrooms all over it. Yeah, it looks like I chucked a fucking thing of toilet paper at you. And I saw you, Eddie Pearl, looking me dead in the eyes.
I'm over here like, dude, I was in all black and a black leather jacket. We looked like straight up angel and devil.
Yeah, we did.
I love that for us.
Yeah, so going back, we get in there. It's a whole ass vibe. That bathroom is purple, which is crazy.
Not a good purple, though.
I just want to say, like, hey, Denim McCabe, you're super nice.
Oh, yeah. Because
Like,
we got to
could
meet
not have
him.
been fucking nicer.
He was a sweetie pie for sure. We had to meet
Also,
him before everything kicked off.
yeah, because it's like, again, it's this running thing that's been like the beginning of this podcast was that match. And since he's never been to SoCal, like I guess back in the day, but not any time since we've been doing this, I was like, I need to meet this fucking dude because like one of my favorite wrestlers, and this is like my one chance. So cool.
This is it.
Could not have been nicer. Just a sweet angel baby. Also, like, thank you, Aubrey Edwards, for taking photos.
Bro,
Such
also
a weird
a
thing to
sweet,
say.
yeah. Also a sweetie pie for doing that. Thank
Yeah.
you.
So like and meeting people is always so weird because I never know what the fuck to say.
I never know what to say to people either. Like,
You don't want to be doing this.
nobody wants to do this. I don't want to have to pull
Interact.
things out of the air to talk to you about.
Yeah, like I'm not gonna be like, oh, remember this? Like, like I'm just like, oh, thank you for being great, and I like watching
Wrestle
roll around on the ground. Okay.
with other people.
Yeah. Cool. Sick. Yeah, I love it. I fucking love wrestling. And I know that loving wrestling does not make you cool at all anyway. So like maybe I just need to like try to like control my ego a little bit on that and be like, I'm not fucking cool anyway.
I mean, I definitely don't think I'm cool at all, but like, there is definitely a coolness factor that runs around at the indie shows.
I suppose, yeah, I get it.
It can dial itself back a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, just want to say that was the only person we met.
Yeah, legitimately.
But You are such a sweetheart. Not that you're gonna listen to this, but thank you.
Right.
Anyway, let's get into the show. Yeah, so Rosalind, the only thing I will say is one side of the crowd was so close to the like ring apron that it was like wrestlers were trying to go down that aisle because you know you go around the little square. You run around the little square and no one could fit in, but everyone was trying.
Everybody tried.
Yeah, so we started off with Dirty Breeze versus Midnight Heat. Fuck Midnight Heat.
Oh, didn't like them?
I don't fuck with Midnight Heat. I
Heat is the bald one and
the one with the little ball chain.
That's on. Right. Okay, yeah. No, I understand.
Yeah. Dirty Breeze. I have loved Breezango. I have loved Tyler Breeze, Fandango, since I used to watch WWE.
That's
like,
right.
Back
That's
in
right.
The day.
I am remembering these names.
I fucked with Fandango so hard. Like, I love that man. So to see this, to see him come out now, just in all his glory, being so nasty.
Gosh.
At one point, Pony started.
Yeah, because he locked up one of the other guys in the ropes. And so DJ put on Pony and like.
So he was going to start, I don't know, grinding on him.
Fuck if I know what he was going to do.
But it didn't happen. This is also at the point when people stopped throwing streamers and started throwing toilet paper. Whole rolls of toilet paper. And then they go back into the crowd. Some girl I felt so bad, she got hit in the butt with it.
She did. It was pretty funny, though. It's toilet paper. Like, how bad does it really hurt?
They were throwing it really hard. But anyway. It was a fun match. It was a ridiculous match. Of course, Midnight Heat, being shitty heels that they are, they fucking did their shitty shit. And got one over on them.
It did.
I can't remember how it ended exactly. I was in the crowd, they were gonna leave.
Yeah, they walked out.
And then Breezango brought them back in, but they just, you know, they got them little tricks that they do and they fucking won. I don't know how.
Yes.
But.
And then immediately after this, we had, what is that? Fucking Allen Angels bullshit show.
Oh, you're right. So it was Allen Angels sound check or some shit. This thing went on way too long. Anyway,
far too long.
He brought out like balloons and champagne, but it was actually like
confetti popper
and then regular confetti poppers and like just like a bunch of shit.
And then he brought out fake Evil Uno.
Yeah, to be like, oh, Evil Uno, why do you want to fight me? Yeah, to apologize for everything. The kid who was dressed up as Evil Uno, who I don't know the fuck that was, called him five, which is actually pretty fucking funny. Also, everyone started, he brought a crown out, and everyone started chanting Burger King. Which actually doesn't make any sense, but also, like, absolutely
Top tier. Top tier.
The chants were good in Portland.
The chants were really good. I was stoked.
Yeah.
It was good.
When after this next match happened, like the shit that they were saying was sending me. But so Allen Angels comes out and does his bullshit. He like fucking wrestles someone dressed as Evil Uno, being weird.
So weird.
Drexel
finally comes out and like,
because he's like, oh, who else wants to challenge?
That's right.
That fucking belt. And then Drexel comes out.
Drexel was robbed.
And then fucking Sami Callihan comes out after that and just starts attacking Drexel. And then, of course, it's like a little hardcore match. So
we got paper cuts on the mouth, paper cuts on the webbing of your fingies, and then a fucking two-man staple gun fight.
Two-man staple gun fight was actually pretty
fun. It was pretty sick. I liked that one.
Armpits, dicks, heads, everything. I think armpit's probably the worst out of those.
I have to imagine.
I don't like that at all. Like, that makes my tummy hurt.
Yeah, no, I'm not down.
There was a chair at one point. There was some lemon.
On the cuts, on the paper cuts.
Yeah, there was some lemon. I think that's when you were like, I thought that was a rubber duck.
I did think it was okay. So like somebody randomly got a plastic clear trash bag up to the ring that was full of bullshit. And like it looked like a goddamn rubber duck. It looked like a rubber duck in his hand until it was cut open. And then I was like, that's lemon juice.
Yeah,
I got there.
it's a lemon. I was super sad that we didn't get skewers because I fell up in love skewers.
Drexel brought him out. It just didn't go anywhere.
Yeah,
They got like slapped out of his
it
hand.
didn't go the way we wanted. But and then Sammy just beat the hell out of Drexel, and I didn't like it. I don't like Sammy. But
I love that you are whispering it out of the side of your mouth.
well, we'll see what picks up.
But we're like Drexel fans in this house. Like,
Yeah, that's
I
fair.
love Drexel. I
For
think
sure.
he's phenomenal. I feel like he was robbed. And then this match was like hella short, so I feel like he got extra robbed.
Yeah, but at that point, there was confetti everywhere. And honestly, I'm glad that this match was so early because literally everybody had a star of confetti on them.
They really did.
Anybody who wrestled the rest of the night, which was still like, I think, eight more matches, it felt like, oh, had confetti on them in some aspect, which I fucking loved. Anyway, after this, of course, it's like a little bit of cleanup. And
Oh my God. The chants
the chants for the man sweeping.
were so good.
Just like, and all of them, every single one, it was like,
I
I can't
can't even
sit here
remember
and
all
tear
of
it
them.
up.
I can't even remember one because we are on the spot now. But it was like one right after the other. The crowd was so on point with each other that like everybody was screaming the same shit.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Like instead of you deserve it, it was like you can sweep it.
Yes.
Or sweep forever was another one.
Sweet Forever was another one. My God.
They were just so solid, and I was laughing the whole time. And like everyone was laughing because no one could believe like all these fucking sweeping chants.
It was so good.
Weirdly enough, I don't know why this one has such a low rating. I felt so bad for this next one.
I mean,
It had a rough start because poor baby Jaden.
was stuck in his cape. The only thing that popped into my head while this man was trying to untie the fucking knot was the goddamn little bitch from The Incredibles going, no capes.
Yeah. I also was like, why isn't one security guard or like backstage or anything have a knife?
Yeah.
They had to use like some audience members' keys to try to like
Oh
cut
my
it.
God. Nobody had a fucking knife.
And then finally, one of the security people came over who had a knife or found a knife or got a knife somehow and had to cut him out of it. But like, dude, like you have such a big match and I'm so sorry. Like, I'm sure the fucking pure adrenaline that was running through your body was insane.
That poor wardrobe malfunction.
Because he was panicked.
You could tell. You could
Yeah.
tell.
Thank God that Lio Rush has the longest goddamn entrance.
I feel like we've seen Leo Rush before.
We have. Actually, if you want some real talk, we have supposed, like, he has been on the lineup so many times. And I think we've only ever seen him, like, two
Once.
or three times.
Okay. I hate it. This character.
Yeah, you don't like, I think it's, what does he go with, Blackheart?
Yeah, it felt so forced.
So this match felt very anime.
Oh, maybe that's why I wasn't down.
It was like a whole anime battle.
It really was. We had the superhero, we have the demon. Like,
Yeah, like,
all right.
and Leo Rush had some fucking incredible
He
moves.
really did. The wrestling in this move. Psh. Bitch, it's been a long time. The wrestling in this match was phenomenal and it was good and it was solid. These two are like obviously athletic as fuck. I just did not like the character work out of either of them, but it makes sense. If it was giving you anime vibes, then I was automatically out
For sure.
because I'm just not down for the anime scene.
There was at one point, Lio Rush has this like weird heart that he drinks from, I
Yes.
guess. It's like on a rope, but he made the ref hold it and then the ref froze, which I do kind of like supernatural shit in wrestling. I'm like, okay, it's spooky.
I am down for suspending reality and believing, like, I can fucking kayfabe with the best of them.
Yeah.
Just not with fucking anime shit.
Yeah. And then Jaden got thrown through a door, a red door, which is kind of spooky.
A fucking red door.
It's so creepy. Anyway, it was fine. It was a Leah Rush move,
Which is fine.
we get our first women's match of the night,
Yes.
which is Amira versus Trisha Dora. I fucking love Trisha Dora.
Same. Big fan. Her.
She came out to fucking Lion King.
Dude, it happened and I was like, what is this? And then it went from like the Lion King song into some hip hop stuff, and it was so good.
Yeah.
The transition was seamless. I liked it.
I fuck so hard with Trisha Dora. I think she's so talented. I have seen her in the smallest indie to fucking New Japan to AEW. Like, I'm a big Trisha Dora fan. She cried, like, she was wonderful in this match. She held her own. I fucking love when she like big power slams people.
Oh yeah, hers
You're
are
like,
fun.
holy shit. Also, I do know why she has she keeps like she always has a dollar.
She does. I wonder if it's the first dollar she ever made wrestling.
Maybe. But I like that idea.
I think it's cute.
I do too.
I love a fucking superstitious kind of deal.
Yeah.
Because that's the vibe it was giving.
Yeah.
I was for it. Meh on Amira.
I think she was the hometown favorite. I was gonna look up because they said where she was from, but I don't remember.
This, okay, so I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna sound like a fucking bitch, but that's kind of my MO, so whatevs. This type of female wrestler isn't my favorite anyways.
Oh, okay.
Like, I don't care for the all-American spots.
Okay. It's like a female version of like Chad Gable, where it's like,
Yes.
okay.
It's giving Kurt Angle.
Okay, I can see that.
And I'm not for it.
She is from Oregon, so that's
Okay, hometown
she was
thing.
hometown favorite.
All right, fine.
Which, could be where she was. But they did put on a great show. Like, if you have IWTV, I would go back and watch that one too. It was fun. They did play off of each other very well.
They did. They had very good chemistry within the ring, so that was nice. And Adora does fun stuff and fun lockups that I don't think a ton of people are fucking around with.
Yeah.
And she makes it fun.
She does. Even like technical shit, she makes it fun to watch.
Yeah, agreed.
Anyway, Amira wins. So
Yay.
good job.
Man.
This is Amanda's first time seeing Mustafa Ali.
Yeah, never.
I love Mustafa. He's beautiful. Yeah, so it's next up is Mustafa Ali versus Kevin Blackwood. Kevin Blackwood, can I say something real
Oh
quick?
shit, here we
It's
go.
nothing bad. It's nothing bad. I understand, like, you changed your shit a little bit. I miss the old theme song. I'm still gonna
Oh,
miss
because
it.
you fucked hard with his original.
I did love it.
It was very like New York kid club scene.
I think he made it.
Oh, tracks.
But, or some, I don't know. But, it used to be on my Spotify. So.
I'm not a fucking fan.
I know.
I'm so not a fan. I feel like in every fucking right, I should be a fan. And I'm not. I'm not. Sorry, you're not gonna win me over.
Well, he's also fought a lot of our favorite people.
True.
And it's been like, all right, you've been a little shitty sometimes.
On occasion, yeah. But also, you're going off of Mustafa, and like, I like him from the work I've seen of his. Like,
Yeah.
I just genuinely enjoy him as a wrestler. I like the moves he pulls off. I like his character bit, like,
Yeah.
and his pretty hair.
He's
That
gorgeous.
man is gorgeous.
And like, so fucking sweet. Like a sweet boy. We love a sweet boy. There was like little kids around the outside, like
Oh my God.
by the little like walk-in or entrance area. He was like fucking posing with them, making him hold his belt. Just
So
like
cute.
sweetest boy.
So cute.
Anyway, this probably was my second favorite match of the night. I'm gonna say there's only room for one.
There's only one favorite, but this was a close second.
This is a close second. It was fucking great. It was so hard hitting, and Mustafa is so quick.
Yes.
Like I do eventually, once we get back into all this shit, I do want to cover his match with Mike Bailey at the last Prestige show I went to,
Oh, yes.
because that was probably my favorite match I've ever seen live.
Ooh.
And it was incredible. Mustafa did get a little bit of color, a little bit of blood.
For some color.
There's a little bit of blood, a little trickle.
Just a smidge.
It was very hard hitting. It was.
They fucking fell into the crowd a bunch. They fucking were flying. They were throwing. It was good.
I'm trying to go back through my pictures and see.
Bring up the fucking live videos.
They were good for each other for sure. But Mustafa is just fucking it for me. Like, he's just so good. I'm glad people are using him. I'm glad he's basically doing whatever the fuck he wants after WWE and having so much fun doing it. I love his little world tour shit. Like, it's phenomenal. Yeah, I love it. And of course Mustafa wins, so
As he should.
as he fucking
As
should.
he fucking should. It was good. It was, so many great things. So many great things.
Yeah.
I will say this, I did not record that much because I was just busy watching.
Yeah, like there I took a shit ton of pictures, but it was mainly just because I had a very
You had great views.
sick view
You had great
and
views.
I like taking action shots a whole bunch for some reason.
Why not?
It's fun.
Yeah.
Getting into the final four matches. Also, I love Prestige, but goddamn, the show felt so long.
Because we were there at six.
I know.
I could have stayed in Pal's books longer.
Yeah, we were like kind of like, oh shit, when should we head over? Like, if how are we gonna find a place to stand? We don't know where to stand. This is new to us.
This is
We have
new.
normal spots. Like,
I
what the
mean,
fuck?
okay, there's also this. You want to be there early at GCW at the Ukrainian Cultural Center, and we fucking know everything about that venue. So I was like, we have to get there with time.
We gotta scope it out.
We gotta scope it out. So I was trying to do my best, like, fucking do it. Get there. Let's be there. Yeah, it did feel like a long time. And then we were not giving up our fucking spot because it was a good spot.
Yeah.
Oh, I will say this about the crowd.
Fucking weird.
Weird. Weird.
Like, there's definite, like, there was an old man yelling. Who was he yelling at?
Fucking bro from fucking
Midnight Heat?
Breeze. Remember?
Was he yelling at Tyler
Yeah,
Breeze?
they were doing like
Oh!
crotch shots.
Yeah, it was a Fandango one. Yeah, just this old man just like fucking.
The weird double date in front of us.
That we don't know if it was a double date, but like
It
those
felt,
people sucked. Like,
they sucked so hard.
oh, I hated it. And then Amanda got like went to the bathroom at one point,
Oh.
and like I pushed her jacket, like your jacket was on the little bar behind us. And
Yeah.
these people came to stand because obviously, like, it's an open spot behind us.
Yeah.
And then, like, kind of threw a fit when she walked back. But I was like, the jacket's been here the whole time.
Also, fuck you, I was here first.
Yeah. And like, they did kind of throw a fit that like she came back, but I'm like, okay. And he was like, well, we just couldn't see from our seats. And it's like, you bought seats.
Get over it.
Anyway.
Oh, my crowd thing. There was nobody screaming for one fall. Like the announcer would announce like this match is set for one fall, and at GCW, I'm so used to like GCW and all the
Everyone's
other
screaming
fucking
it.
everybody screams one fall, and nobody did. Slightly bummed.
So yeah, streamers, but no one fall.
I mean
Just
the
virtual.
trade-offs. I mean we got streamers, we got broom chance and sweep
Fucking
chance. So
sweet
like I
chance.
mean, it wasn't the worst thing ever. We got chance, just not the one chant I know.
Yeah. sorry. Oh.
Ah.
When this man was announced, I was like, well, this makes this show even better. It was fucking Murder Grandpa
I love
versus
him.
Akira.
I love Murder Grandpa so
Murder
much.
Grandpa's just out here having the most fun.
I love Murder Grandpa because he looks like he's gonna be so fucking serious, and that man has jokes.
Oh, he stays having jokes.
He stays having jokes. And he thinks they are fucking hysterical. It does not matter if you laugh at them or not. He thinks they're funny and it makes it.
Yeah.
I love him. I would go so many places to see that man wrestle. Akira, I know nothing about him. He has a dog, I found out.
That was at the show.
But overall, man, he's sassy.
He's fucking sassy.
He's sassy.
I love Akira, but I've seen Akira a few times.
I was so scared that he was maybe being a little too disrespectful to Murder Grandpa.
Yeah.
But then the crowd came in and they were like, Murder Grandpa's gonna kill you. So yeah. So he got what he had coming.
And the whole crowd was chanting Murder Grandpa. So it's not just us being disrespectful.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was good.
His name is Murder Grandpa. Well, his name's Minoru Suzuki, but
also known as.
Also, my favorite thing, we got his theme twice. His entrance yeah. twice. And like normally you just get the first time. Like full the whole thing.
The whole thing.
But yeah, my favorite thing is when the whole crowd screams that song.
Like it's so, so good.
I honestly thought this would be a little bit more bloody.
I thought so too. I did.
We didn't get very much blood this whole match. We did this whole thing.
Just Mustafa. I mean, even Drexel and Callahan didn't even bleed that much.
No. Of course Murder Grandpa wins. Of course.
If he didn't win, I would have rioted.
My favorite combat princess.
Oh my god, I forgot about the fucking combat princess.
Is it combat princess? I can't remember. It's
something princess. Kind of
princess.
But I love Suzuki because he'll tie you up in the ropes. He is so willing to hang head first off the ropes while he's got you in a goddamn arm bar. Yeah. We got some really great chops.
I'm sorry, he's the grand prince.
The grand princess. Because he is the grand pa.
Grandpa princess? That's Grandpa fucking princess. Cute. That's so cute.
I want to make that a sticker so bad.
Yeah.
I want to make all my random wrestling stickers, but I don't think anybody would actually buy them because you'd have to listen to our podcast to get them.
For sure. Yeah.
Suzuki, just
so
many swoons. My only complaint, that motherfucker is never out selling merch.
Well, because he can make a lot of money from it. He also has a shop in Japan that people just go to because he's always there.
Okay, but like, we're not in Japan.
We could be.
All right, fine. Ashley Parker, we will fucking travel for goddamn wrestling again to Japan.
Did you see my phone?
I guess, like, if I was any kind of actual fan, I would buy the goddamn meet and greet, and then I could do what I wanted.
But to be fair, like, the meet and greet was, like...
To be fair.
I can say that now, because I watched Letterkenny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're not even going to go. Okay, we're done. On to the next match. Oh.
Oh my god, Amanda made a fucking enemy this day. And that is...
Dude.
My favorite thing was your reaction. Because everything with Kylie Rae happened before. I think we maybe talked about it maybe the first 5 or 6 episodes, because that's when she kept booking things and then canceling.
Okay, we've talked about this person?
Kylie Rae.
I had no idea.
A long time ago, because she was dealing with some shit.
Okay.
She needed to get some help.
Okay.
And people were giving her shit for getting help.
Well, that's fucking rude, and I don't condone that.
No. But that doesn't mean you have to like somebody.
I fucking dislike this person so greatly. Not this person. I dislike this character so goddamn greatly. Also, this character, you didn't stand a chance because you were going up against Miyu, and I love Miyu.
Miyu is my fucking queen.
I love her. She is so angry and so sassy, and she's just going to pummel you.
She's gonna kick the shit out.
She's gonna kick the fuck out of you. No, Miyu, every time. You like. I'm sorry. It's me.
Yeah. So, Smiley Kylie Rae, which like she hasn't. I don't believe she's wrestled in a very long time.
Okay.
So she got clean and then like had a whole ass baby.
Oh shit!
And then came back.
I mean, like, congratulations. Those are all really hard things.
Yeah.
I still don't like your character. It sucks.
So she...
Hold on. She didn't even make it out yet, and I'm already annoyed.
Amanda heard the theme and was like, huh.
I heard the theme. I swear to God, I looked at you and I was like, what the fuck is this?
It was the Pokemon theme.
Which I'm ashamed that I knew it was the Pokemon theme song. So the Pokemon theme song starts playing.
She comes out and like runs around the ring or tries to. And then Seal slides in.
She has a bow in her fucking hair.
She got a JoJo bow.
Straight up a JoJo bow in her hair. Hanging on by a goddamn thread, let me tell ya.
Yeah.
And then her outfit is very like giving Sailor Moon. Ish. Kind not of. Full on. Not full on, but like
more like a donut.
But it has a smiley face on the back of it.
It's better than like, so she used to have this top that it wasn't my favorite because the face looked like flounder, but like not a fish.
That's wild.
Like if you just took flounder's face off. I wonder if you could find it.
Okay, we're gonna wait and we're gonna find this.
This.
No, I hate that.
No, I fucking hate
Okay, it. But then she does the basic bitch fucking the angel hands. I don't know what else to call them. I remember this bitch now.
Yeah.
Okay, now that we're seeing photos and she has Pokemon gear.
Yeah, she got some Pikachu shit.
She's really too, no, you're too into Pokemon and I cannot handle it. That's
right. I mean, I love Pokemon, so. Okay. At least half of this podcast is okay with Pokemon.
But... Okay. She does the goddamn hands under the chin, I'm an angel baby fucking pose.
Oh, we'll post the picture that I took, which was Miu making fun of her and fucking doing it.
Because Miu's a mean girl, and I like it. I'm here for it.
But she, like, wraps herself up in the streamers that are going out, like, going around, and I think it was just a lot for Amanda. We're talking like, we're getting down to the last three matches. It's probably 10.
It's late.
Yeah.
It's late. I've watched a lot of wrestling. And then you bring this Pokemon baby girl bullshit out against Miu.
Yeah. But Miu did kick the shit out of her.
Miu did kick the shit out of her, for sure. I don't even think, who won?
Miu.
That's right. Miu choked her with a goddamn streamer, which in reality.
That made me laugh.
In reality. Kayfabe off, that's obviously going to break. And I don't know how much choking you're actually going to do.
You're not.
But kayfabe on, so for it. Miu was so fucking annoyed by all those streamers.
Oh, yeah. She was like, so she was very much over it.
She was over it.
Because even like, they do streamers in Japan.
Well, she was not having any of that. So that made me happy.
Her choking her with the streamer was so good.
She kicked the shit out of her.
I did. At one point, Kylie did like have her on in the ropes and like her fucking, she started getting mean. She started getting mean back.
Kylie did start getting mean back, but like
there were some chops.
Miu wins.
Yeah, fucking Miu crushed.
Miu wins on being a mean girl. Miu wins on the sassy making fun of.
She's a mean girl. I just think she's like
her tolerance level for the shit.
Like, yeah, like I'm not putting up with it.
And I don't even think that Miu brings like a I'm a serious wrestler, take this serious to it. I think she was just like, it was too much rainbows and sunshine and she needed it to stop.
Yeah. But it was wonderful. That was such a good match. And like, good on Kylie for coming back and like crushing it.
Phenomenal. I'm so stoked. I'm so proud. Congratulations. Like, that's a lot of shit.
We'll give you your flowers.
I'll give you your flowers.
Yeah.
But motherfuck with that Pokemon theme song and all the smiling and the like bebopping around.
Oh my god, her bow did get kicked off at one point. That was
so funny.
Bow
was hanging on a goddamn thread at a point. It was too much.
So if you didn't know, we were from Southern California. We get the next people. I mean, we get Sonico quite a bit because Sonico is a Las Vegas person, but we don't get C4 that often. The amount of C4 shirts in the crowd,
I was amazed.
But then also, people were losing their goddamn mind for C4. So this match was C420 because it's C4 plus Sonico.
So stupid.
Versus Bullet Club War Dogs.
Oh.
I have such a fucking soft spot for Bullet Club War Dogs. Solely because their theme song says, those my dogs for real. Those my dogs for real. And it kills me every time. I fuck so hard with this. Anyway, I've always wanted to see Gabe Kidd live. He is a insane person. But everyone is booing. Everyone is giving their fucking middle fingers up. Here's me and Amanda fucking too sweetie in the fucking balcony. Just war dogging it up. Yeah, because those are dogs for real.
Those are our dogs for real. Bro, they saw us do the dog fucking. They saw.
Gabe Kidd stared through me.
Dead serious. Mr. I don't want to call him what we were calling him.
We will not call him that. His name is David Finley.
Thank you. Finley was fucking, yeah, I'm not calling him what we were calling you. If you want to know, you can ask me in person.
Yeah. And then Clark Connors is like just a sweet little baby.
That cowboy hat needs to die.
I think he's beautiful.
I think he's beautiful.
But I felt hard to give him.
But also like, okay, we've seen C4 at Prestige Wrestling in Pomona, and I was unimpressed.
Oh, I fuck with C4.
But also, we saw C4 against fucking...
It was like a four-way tag?
I think so. But like, I always see C4 against fucking West Coast baddies.
Oh, yeah, our West Coast Wrecking Crew.
So like...
Yeah, you're not... If anybody has West Coast Wrecking Crew...
Yeah, like, I don't care who you are. If it's West Coast Wrecking Crew, you're out.
I'm gonna boo you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Those my dogs were.
But okay, so I've never seen Bullet Club War Dogs. I know the goddamn song because you played it for me one time and I was laughing hysterically.
I have a fucking friendship bracelet that says those my dogs for real. I don't know why I didn't bring it.
I'm sad I don't have one.
I'll make you one.
Perfect. So these men came out.
I literally looked at Amanda and I said, just wait.
Just wait. You told me just wait when we were waiting to meet Daniel.
Yeah.
Because you saw him see me. And then we were like, just wait.
I could hear Gabe Kidd from across the room.
That man's loud. He is
chirpy.
He's so fun.
Also, some people who were throwing toilet paper pretty hard.
Yeah.
But avoided us, which, shout out, boys. Thank you so much.
Thanks for not throwing it in our...
Because I saw it.
Oh, dude, he was gonna.
And I was like, no.
Don't do it.
Okay, I'm just
the most sweetest fresh baby. She is to be protected at all costs. My favorite part is when the toilet paper got thrown at you, I was trying to jump in front of you so that it would not hit you.
I know.
I was like, if anybody's gonna take this, it's gonna be me.
There was a few people who were like, was the man trying to catch it? Because you can see it happen. You can see it happen.
Oh, that's right.
On IWTV.
God damn it.
So
sick. I was trying to protect my sweet baby angel.
You did a great job.
Above all else.
But no one this match was hard just because most of it was in the crowd underneath us.
Yeah, they went to the goddamn merch tables.
I do fuck with C4. I fuck with Cody Chung. I think
Cody Chung's
kind of hot. But
God, I am not down. I'm not down for that tag team. I am not down for none of it. None of it appeals to me.
Like you said, they always are up against West Coast Wrecking Crew. And I'm like, they're always up against a tag team that I love.
Well, and then you went against War Dogs, which I did not. Like, I knew about, but I did not know about.
Amanda didn't know how much she would.
They were like hunky hot boys.
They are hunky hot boys.
And like, goddamn Gate Kid, you chirp like a hockey player.
And he's fucking British.
And he's British, which that's not a thing for me, but like the hockey player chirps so good. So good. I was for it. Yeah. I'm sorry, C4. Like, if you're, I don't know if you're ever going to stand a chance because you continue to wrestle people that I'm down for.
I know. So
sorry about it.
Unfortunately, our dogs won. It was a battle of a match. It was gnarly.
Well, because, like, homeboy David Finley gets on the fucking mic and he's like, fuck whatever rules you thought there were going to be.
It's a War Dogs match, y'all.
It's a War Dogs match. And then it was like, there are no rules, mic drop. And then fucking kicks off.
Yeah, it was gnarly.
It was badass.
Gabe Kidd is so scary.
This match, I will say this. This match is what I want from wrestling.
Yeah.
I want aggression. I want anger. I want you guys to be so fucking tired. I want somebody chirping their goddamn ass off. Like, yeah. It was in the crowd. It was in the ring. It was phenomenal.
Also, Hand gesture.
Bro. Bro.
I didn't have to do sweet.
Bro.
Fucking, I'll do it.
I'll do it. You gave me, I didn't even know there was a hand gesture. I learned it in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
A down.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Hunky, beefy boys, hockey chirps, in the ring, out of the ring. We're big mean. And there's a hand signal. I'm in. As I'm just sitting here doing the hand signal.
We're just fucking two sweeting all over.
Just bow, bow, bow. And then at the very end, they were all like in every goddamn spot in the ring doing the hand gesture. Nobody was doing it back because nobody likes the war dogs. Who are we?
We're fucking up here.
We're here. We're just eye contact here. All day, boys.
Boys, excuse me, up here?
Up here.
Too sweet.
Right here, my eyes.
Too sweet.
Do you see it? Okay. So, like,
of course, war dogs.
Of course, war dogs won. And this may have been my favorite match of the evening. Honest.
Okay. I can see that.
Honest.
I can see that.
Yeah. It gave.
It was fun.
It gave.
It was giving.
It was giving.
It gave and it was giving.
Yeah. For it, 100%, I would suggest this match to watch personally. But, like, honestly, if you're going to do it, watch the whole fucking show, you lames.
Yeah, I'm sure people have.
I'm sure they have. But if in case they didn't.
All right, let's talk about my sad girl match.
Your sad girl match.
It was great. I will preface this.
Tell me.
I've had people watch technical wrestling.
Oh.
And think that it's
not wrestling.
Not that it's not wrestling, but that it's a little boring.
Okay.
But I think anytime you have Zack Sabre Jr., it's fun. He wasn't chirpy.
He wasn't. Normally he's a bit chirpier.
But maybe it's like
a respect thing. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
And fucking Daniel McCabe got some insane moves on that man. I still
tell me
think that Zach got hurt, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, I don't know if he was just selling so hard.
And I don't know because then when at the end of this match, like everyone comes out, but like even Alex Shelley, because he came out for like all of two seconds. Even Alex Shelley was like, "You good?" And I saw Zach go, like, "Yeah, I'm good."
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
But if you're scared of even Alex Shelley, come on. I'm gonna be worried.
Yeah.
Because Alex Shelley's there to like also help the wrestlers like
yeah
take care of themselves.
Exactly.
He came out in that fucking like teacher outfit. His little PT
Alex Shelley.
His PT polo.
Alex Shelley. You motherfucker. Like a t-shirt.
Honey, he was in a polo.
A t-shirt.
A respectful polo.
A respectful polo with his glasses.
I do love
him. He looked like a whole ass dork.
I love it.
I'm saying it. He looked like a dork.
You have very different types though.
Okay, but like Alex Shelley. I dig Alex Shelley. I think he's hot. I think he's a fun wrestler. Like, I dig him.
Yeah, but you dig a certain kind of Alex Shelley and I dig another certain kind of Alex Shelley.
I dig Ramon's t-shirt before the Prestige show we saw him for the first time on. Yeah. Alex Shelley. Not Dad Shelley.
Not Mr. Shelley.
Yeah, not Mr. Shelley.
Mr. Martin.
God bless America.
Let's go back to the map.
Yes. Okay, technical wrestling just gives me jujitsu vibes.
Yeah.
So I'm down.
Yeah.
Because I know, because I did jujitsu for a brief moment in time, that like, that shit's hard.
And you're like all wrapped up in there.
And some of those twisty turns hurt. I call him twisty turns because I don't know what the fuck he was twisty turning goddamn Sabre's
little ankle.
His ankle. He got fucking Daniel's goddamn wrist a bunch of times.
He also got Daniel's head.
Bruh, he did. There was like weird fucking like I'm flipped over in like a backflip, but I'm holding you down, pinning you moments.
My favorite is fucking Zach's like little octopus move. Where he's upside down.
There's a lot of that.
There was
a lot of floor work.
A lot of mat work. So stupid. It was such a solid match. I was so happy to see them like get to work together and it be just them playing off of each other so well. Like you could tell both of them were having fun.
Yeah.
both of them were like very in sync.
The flow, like the flows and then the disconnects were well done.
Yeah.
They flowed for long periods of time, but it didn't get boring. If you know what's going on, it didn't get boring. I think if you're used to the high fly wrestling and the chops and shit, then yeah, I could see why a fan that likes that wouldn't like technical wrestling.
Yeah.
But like, dude, technical wrestling is its own art form.
Oh, completely.
All by itself. And like these two were very well matched.
Absolutely.
100%.
It was fantastic. It was such a good match. I know we have said this about the whole show, but if you can go out of your way to watch that, please do. I don't know how much was shown after the fact. And then also, like, as much as you don't need to put over Zack Sabre Jr. because it's fucking Zack Sabre Jr.
Yeah.
Daniel Cabe did lose to kind of put over Zack Sabre Jr.
Yeah.
Which dude like fought his fucking heart out.
I thought he was gonna win.
I really hoped so, but yeah. But I know it's sometimes a thing, like
also the amount of Jane Doe's I saw in the crowd.
There's a lot of Jane Doe's.
That's like, I don't even know if I've seen that many Jane Doe's at a goddamn Converge show in the crowd. That was phenomenal. Way to bring out the Converge, homies. I was stoked. I was living my best life looking at all the Jane Doe's. I was like, oh, and then you. And then you.
There's a patch. There's a back patch.
Yeah,
there's
what?
A side patch.
Get the fuck out.
So sick.
Oh, and then everybody comes out and like claps.
Yeah, so they're at the end. Daniel's in the middle and he gets streamers, which is very cute.
It was very adorable.
And then the whole locker room comes out,
mm-hmm.
and Will, the owner of Prestige, like goes on to just like put fucking Daniel over, like, you're such a solid dude, we
I'm
love you
sad
here.
I didn't like, get as much out of you before you retired. Yeah. That was my favorite statement of the evening,
and it was nice to see like everyone did come out and everyone was like, you know, it's sad when someone decides to retire.
I get it,
absolutely.
But yeah, it was also cool to be able to see.
Yeah. And I know his last match isn't until July, but
this is the retirement tour.
This is the retirement tour. And this is probably as close as it's going to get to us.
For sure.
So, yeah.
Thanks, Prestige.
Yeah. Thank you, Prestige.
Thanks for booking. I'm so stoked.
The fucking match. I couldn't have asked for a better match.
No. Unless it was him and Lee Moriarty again.
Yeah, or, I mean, I wanted to go to the Thatcher one too.
That's right! I forgot about the fucking Thatcher one. God damn it. Where is that? Nashville?
I don't know where the Thatcher one is. We don't need to do 10 out of 10.
It's our first show back.
Fine.
Bitch.
Okay.
10 out of 10. War Dogs.
All three.
All three.
That's your top three.
Top three.
I'm going to be respectful. I'll also say War Dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because how could you not?
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Motherfuck. Again, you can't see it, but I'm doing the goddamn too sweet.
Too sweet.
Fantastic. I'm so happy we traveled for this. I'm so happy we got to do it. I'm stoked that like I can cross a Prestige show at Roseland off the bucket list.
For sure.
Stoked. More wrestle travel in the future, please.
For sure.
I know we're trying to hit Jersey, so like inevitably we'll get there. But we gotta go fucking St. Louis.
Oh, I wanna go St. Louis.
Yeah.
I swear to God. I need to see Dan's dad.
Yeah, we're going. Are you ready? Good. You're going. I don't know when, but yeah, so there will definitely be more traveling in the future. You can see me at GCW this Saturday because I'll be at How High.
I won't be there, but I'll probably be, if you're in the Southern California area, I will be at Winner's Circle on the 26th.
There you go. Next Friday.
Yeah. Winner's Circle also, we can do a show about them because they're just fucking phenomenal.
Okay. Sick. I'm not going to that though. Am I?
Oh no. I gotta figure that out.
We got it. We'll talk off. We'll talk.
Hey, we're kind of back.
We're fucking back.
I'm not making any promises that it's going to be every fucking week like it was. I'm not even going to promise you every 2 weeks. Like, we're back. There will be a fucking episode when there's a goddamn episode.
We gave you all episode after episode every fucking week with minimal breaks until the very end when life was falling apart. But
so brutal.
Just be nice to us. I know we're girls, but come on.
I mean, most of you guys are pretty nice. I say some shit on this podcast, and everybody's fairly fucking nice to me.
Okay.
About some of the shit I pop off on.
For sure. What else do we do on this fucking podcast?
You can find us on Twitter at
WPod.
You can find us on Instagram at
How to Stop Wrestling Pod.
And fucking be nice.
Drink water.
And like, have a good fucking week, guys. We're back, bitches.